Andrea and Kim?
Hi there.
Hi, Jesse.
Yep.
Hi. Okay, so I have two people on the phone here. Okay, good to know.
yes.
So, my name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you both doing today?
Okay. Fantastic. How are you, Jesse?
I am great. Thank you for asking. I really do appreciate that. So I know you had been speaking with my mapping coordinator, Scott, and, you know, did he do a good job of kind of going over the at least the very basics of the program?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad to hear that. So did you guys have any questions aside from the price about how the program works, what's going on?
Well, I mean, it's SEO, so it's pretty much self-explanatory, right? I've worked with many, many SEO people in the past. So for my other businesses, so that said, you know, I get what you guys do as far as, you know, are you doing articles? Are you doing obviously the website optimization, that kind of thing? Yes?
Yeah, so a website, I mean, but I see here that you, hold on, I was just kind of doing a quick scan of your company. I do see that you have a Facebook listing and then a website already, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, okay. So we don't have the options. Like, I haven't gone into the meta tags and put everything in. You know, okay. I really don't have the time to do that. I know it's super simple. You just go in and you put it in and you go into every page. And it should take maybe an hour at most. But
okay.
I just don't care to do that. So
okay.
I'm just wondering what the price is for all of that.
Okay, so yeah, so we would do that, the tagging, the backlinking, you know, content editing. We do the keyword inputting.
Yeah.
So the price for all of this, now we do have a couple of different options. Okay, so I know that you
okay.
have your Facebook business profile here, but are you running ads through that, or do you just have the listing?
No, we're not doing any ads. We really don't. Honestly, we're at our limit right now as far as, like, people, but eventually we're going to expand and grow, so we don't really need to run any ads because just by word of mouth alone, people are finding us. So
okay.
We do Instagram, we do Facebook, but very minimal, any kind of social media, just very minimal. I mean, we're not closed off to the idea of social media marketing and things like that, but is that, do you do social media marketing?
Yeah, well, the reason I was asking is we do have two different packages that would be, you know, a really good start
okay.
for your company. The first one would be our pro
okay.
package, and then the second one would be our platinum package. Now, all of our packages are set
okay.
into a two-month verbal agreement. That doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front or anything like that. It just really is to get the most added benefit.
Right.
But the pro package is going to be $199. Month to month, and then the platinum
okay.
package is going to be $249. So what the pro
okay.
package is going to include, that's going to be your Google local optimization setup. It is going to be, we're going to submit your company with up to 60 directory listings. It is going to be initial content creation on Bing,
okay.
and then we give you that exposure that covers mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. So then the platinum package
okay,
would be
got
all
it.
Of that. Just Facebook ads. So that just the extra amount, the extra $50
okay.
goes straight into your ad spend for Facebook.
Okay, got it. Hey,
okay.
Well, Andrea, what do you think? Do you think we need, I mean, could we add the Premier or Platinum ads later? Because right now, we don't
yeah.
really need to advertise. If you want to get on, if you want to get up the ranking on Google, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, we always want to do that because, again, we are opening up that treatment center in about a year and a half. So when people look up treatment centers, we want to pop up. But that said, you know,
I think the
I don't think we need any Facebook ads right now. Huh? Is that Andrea?
I think the pro package for now would be perfect. Just,
yeah,
okay.
I think it would be perfect as well.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so let's do that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just going to say, yes, you can add the Facebook ads later on if you'd like. So if at any
okay,
time
and
you would be
ask
able
you,
to.
Can you,
oh, sorry.
And can you optimize the website as well? Like, can you the meta tags and everything into the website?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we would be able to optimize all of that through your Google Business Profile. So.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
So,
and,
so you don't do it on the web. Wait, hold on. I have a question. And I might use some through the 73 freeway here. Is that, what was I going to ask? So do you go on the website and do that, or you just go through Google, the business page on Google?
So we do it through the website, so we manage and maintain it through the website as well as the Google Business Profile.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Okay. And you guys don't actually have a Google Business Profile yet, right? I didn't see one listed for you.
Not on Guiding Hands Healthcare. I have one through me. But hold on a second.
Sure.
What if we had two websites for you to do? Would there be any kind of a discounted rate? Thank you.
If we had two websites for, like, explain what you mean. Like, you have two websites
already. I have another website called KimberlyLou.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so it needs to be optimized as well. So if we did two websites, you guys.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you were kind of cutting out. Yeah, I can hear you now. we can optimize both of the websites.
Hello?
But can you hear me? Kim or Andrea?
Andrea, you just go ahead and talk to Andrea, and I'll tell you when I can.
Okay. You can hear me, right, Andrea?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Was she cutting out for you, too? Or was that just me?
No, she's cutting out for me, too. She's
good. Okay.
I just need to full red. We can hear you.
Sorry about that. Okay, I should be good. Okay, so for both websites?
Okay. So, yeah, for both websites, it wouldn't discount the rate at all for optimizing it. It would still be the $199. That's actually the bottom rate that I could get you in at. And I know that you met Scott personally, so there was normally a $99 setup fee, but I just went ahead and waived that for you guys just to get you started into the program.
Okay, got it.
So, yeah, and that's cool. He was telling me he met you guys at lunch, so what a great connection there. That's really awesome.
Yeah, I know, right? Hold on one second.
Sure.
Okay, I'm getting another call in. Okay. Wow. And can we have the same rate for KimberlyLou.com?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. You guys work it out. I've got to make another phone call. Andrea, do you have, as far as credit card, do you need my credit card, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it would just be debit, credit. That's all we take is either debit or credit.
Okay,
got it. Let's put it on my credit card, Andrea. Let me just give you the credit card number.
You can just send me
a card,
we can run it later.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Is it okay if we run it later? Like later today? Like,
do we need to run it now? Sarah, I got it. Let's do it now.
Okay.
Number.
Hold on, let me go ahead and get this in here one second. So basically, if I run it now, I would just need to be able to do like a voice verification and have your invoice signed. So I can either just run it now and do that with you later today, or, it would just take a few minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you're driving, so, I know it might be a little bit
difficult. Yeah, if you need a credit card.
Okay.
It's a busy day. So you have it now, so it's probably best to do it now because who knows what to do.
Okay. So is it going to be Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
save that.
Okay. And then when you give me that card number, go ahead and give it to me 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you, okay?
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. 4856.
4856.
Yeah, 2002.
2002.
6102.
6102.
And
7570.
7570.
Okay, and then the expiration?
Is 724.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back?
It's 686.
686, okay. So I'm going to update this now. So I'm just going to need to get some basic information, obviously your address, all of that. Do you want me to just do that with Andrea, or can I should ask, are we on like two different lines, or are you guys both sitting in the car together?
We are in two different
lines. No, we're on two different.
Okay. Okay. Just to clarify that. So do you want me to continue doing that with Andrea, or what would you like
yes,
to do?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Would you please do it with Andrea, and then
okay.
She's the director of operations for the company at the money first. So you got what you needed, and now she can do the rest.
Okay, so is the 949 number, the 463-2020, is that, whose phone number is that?
That's mine.
Okay, so are you going to stay on the line, Kim, or do you just want us to continue?
I'm going to get off the line.
Okay.
I'm just going to hang up, and you guys will be just fine.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I was talking to the right phone number. So if you can disconnect, well, once you disconnect, if for some reason it all disconnects us all, then I'll just call you back, okay, Andrea?
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay, great.
Awesome. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Kim. I really do appreciate your time. And, you know, this seems like such a great thing that you guys all connected like this. So, yeah, awesome.
Got fun.
So, all right. Okay. So, Andrea, so you're the address for the business, what would that be?
Give me 1 second. I'm pulling it up.
So you said she was driving on the toll road, like, in South County Hall? Yeah, I know that area is so bad with reception. Sorry if it sounded like I was screaming, or talking loudly. I know you sound so much, it's just when I can't hear people, sometimes I talk a little bit louder, so hopefully I wasn't talking too loud for you.
No, you're all good. I was just kind of, being quiet, just because I know if, too many people talk, then it, you can't hear anything. So I was just I'm just going to let her talk, do her thing, and then, you know.
So just to get some clarification, so is this actually Kim's business then?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so just out of curiosity, is this Kim on the picture on the Facebook page, the blonde here?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. She's very pretty.
She is very pretty.
Yeah. So then the account, is it going to be under her name then, and you'll be an authorized user on the account? Is that kind of how you guys want to do it?
Yes, please.
Okay, so first off then, what is her last name?
Pesce, P-E-S-C-E.
Uh-huh. So P-E-S-C-E?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the best email?
Can you put both of ours?
Well, so it would be, I only actually have the ability to put one here. Do you guys have a business email that you both can access, or?
Yeah, just put Kim's. It would just be Kim, K-I-M, at guidinghandshealthcare.com.
Okay. And so then is the contact phone number going to be yours or is it going to be hers?
Let's do hers. So her phone number is 714.
Uh-huh.
756-6756.
Okay. Okay. Oh, and then for the email, I'm sorry, it's guidinghandshealthcare@gmail.com, you said, or, right? Is that correct?
No, Kim at guidinghandshealthcare.com.
Okay, hold on. For some reason, that's not coming up. That's fine. It might just be... Okay,
or
I got
you could
here.
Do Kim. Oh, you did?
Yeah, is it? It's, so it's Kim, just K-I-M. It's not Kim's, right? K-I-M-S.
No, it's just Kim.
Okay. Perfect. Got it. Okay. So then, and, you know, just out of, I'm going to get the services that you guys do, obviously, but what exactly do you guys do? Is it kind of like a health and wellness sort of thing, or?
Yeah, it's health and wellness. So we contract facilitators. And they're the people, you know, depending on their credentials, we send them out. It could be therapists. It could be, you know, anywhere from that. And we send them out to treatment centers. And then they teach group for a certain amount of hours.
So like for drug and alcohol treatment centers?
Yeah, and
right?
Sometimes it's mental health as well. So schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, like anything type of that. That's like all the treatment centers we go work with.
So that's how he found you guys, because you were going to that treatment center that's in the office, right? That's upstairs?
Yes, we were there, yes.
Oh, cool. That's so cool. I love that. I don't want to overshare or anything, but I just, you know, I'm sober myself. So I've been sober a year and a half. I just think that, you know, that's so amazing that you guys do that. You know, it's so needed, too, that it is an all-around thing that you know, people just don't understand that sobriety is not just about putting the drugs and alcohol down, right? It's that you need a way
100%.
Of living, you know? So, I mean, I just love that you guys do that. That's so amazing. Really, I'm really grateful that I got to do this with you.
Right? So. Yeah, our whole philosophy is, like, to make productive members of society, you know? Like, just help people out, give them love, because there's nothing wrong with anybody. You just, you know, need the right tools to make you better and, you know, just to help you succeed. So that's kind of like what our whole philosophy is about. And, you know, just Kim's been through it and she's been working in the business, you know, for like 30 years. And then she's decided to start her own business herself the past 2 years. So it's really cool getting to work side by side with her.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's seriously, it's so beautiful that, you know, it's, you're helping people, you know, you're giving back to the community. You know, I just, it really warms my heart. You know, I'm glad that Scott met you guys.
I know.
So.
It was really weird how we met. It was perfect because he asked if he could pet Daisy May, which is the emotional support dog. It's Kim's emotional support dog. And then he's like, you mind if I pet her? I've just had a stressful day. And I was like, that's funny because that is Daisy's job.
Oh.
What's
that? Oh. Oh, what kind of dog is it?
She's a golden lab.
Oh, that's so awesome. My dad, he just got a golden doodle. So, those dogs are so great. He actually had a lab right before that. So, you know, they're just such good dogs for something like that. You know, any variation of retriever, you know, they're very good emotional support animals, definitely. So, that's cool.
Really?
It sounds like it was all meant to be, really. So, okay. So, the address that I'm going to put on here, though, Andrea, is, it's going to be, we can hide the address if you guys want, on the Google listing, but is it going to be, something that you'll want to hide or something you'll kind of want to keep up there? Do you guys have a physical location people can go to, or do you just kind of, do contracting?
We don't have a physical location right now. The address,
okay.
I know we have the address somewhere put up. I don't know. I think I put it up on Indeed or something like that. I just put a Kim's address. I didn't put, like, the specific, you know, number to that. But
okay.
We can use that address. And I think it would be preferably, like, hidden.
Okay.
Since we don't have a physical location right now.
Okay. Okay. And what is that address going to be?
It's 23986.
Okay.
Aliso Creek Road. Let me know if you need me to spell that out.
No, I used to live right over there. So is that Laguna Niguel?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you need her apartment number? Just
no, this is fine for now. We can just leave it at that. And then, okay, so did Scott explain to you guys exactly how this works?
No, he did not.
Okay, so I just want to kind of go over, you know, the timeline of how everything is going to work for you, okay? So just to clarify, it is going to be within 1 to 3 days you're going to get your client interview. You know, of course I'll get, you know, we can either do it later today or tomorrow, whatever works better. And that's where they're going to get the keywords inputted, get more information about your business, you know, get your websites and, you know, kind of where the magic is going to start to happen. So from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard. This will be an analytics system of exactly how you're doing. So it's going to be where you're going to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So in addition to that, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients as well. And you'll get that from 5 to 7 days. So we also are going to submit your company to up to 60 directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. Now, I know you guys have a website already, so that's not, we'll be able to manage that, but we're not doing one for you. And just out of curiosity, who did you get your website through?
GoDaddy, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's a really nice website. I really like it. She wrote a book too, huh?
Yes,
cool. Okay, awesome. So, from 30 to 45 days, everything is going to start to appear over the first page. That will be the timeline, okay? So, yeah, it's not just like we're going to flip a switch on and you're going to be up there tomorrow, just so you know. There is a timeline for that.
Of course.
So that's why there's that 2-month verbal agreement, just really to get the most added benefit. But I know once you guys sign up, you're not going to be going anywhere. So, you know, that just to kind of clarify everything. So from here, I'm just going to go ahead and get some basics about the company. So what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you be receiving phone calls?
I would say let's do 8 to 3 for now.
Okay. And that's Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday?
I'd say Monday through Friday. I actually do 8 to 4.
Okay.
And then who would receive the call? We would receive them, right?
Yes. Phone calls will be coming directly to you, definitely.
Okay,
and then
that would be going to Kim's phone number, right?
Yeah. So I have you as an authorized person on the account, but the phone number for contact would be her. So unless you want me to change that, I can't put you on.
No, that's fine. She can be the point of contact.
Okay. Perfect. And then, I mean, I'm not sure if it's, you know, I don't think that it's necessarily you know, required, right? I don't think so. But do you guys have, like, insurance or, you know, anything, like, paper-wise for your company? It's not required for Google, just so you know, but just to ask.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We do. We need it for the treatment centers.
Okay.
Just to go in and do it.
Okay. And then now you guys already have a logo. Let's see here. Then is the best form of contact that is going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yes.
Okay. And then, okay. And so you guys are servicing South County and, well, basically all of Orange County, right?
Yes.
Okay. And is it mainly, though, do you kind of more focus in the South County area?
Yes, I would say, Newport and Costa Mesa is, like, our biggest, like, we would, you know, that's where we have most of our clients, and that's where we plan on, you know, staying, but, like she said, yeah, I'd just say Newport, Costa Mesa.
Yeah, Costa Mesa is the definitely the treatment center mecca. I mean, I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago, it was, I was working in treatment in 2016, and it was crazy then with treatment centers. Oh, my God, there was, like, what, like 120 treatment centers just in Costa Mesa? It was pretty wild.
There are so many.
Yeah. Okay, so then just to kind of get some keywords just for the start to help with the client interview, what variation of kind of services do you want to put, like, just health and wellness, coaching?
I would say health and wellness, facilitation, what else? Group counseling. I don't know. Kim's really good with the words, so I feel like for now that's
okay.
Where we'll start.
Okay, no worries. You know, and of course she'll always be able to add more on later. So hold on 1 second.
So
let me.
Would we meet tomorrow and talk about those words?
Yeah. Well, so I was just now going to say, hold on. Set up a client interview. Let me see what I have available. Okay, so I do have here, so I can do any time, like I have one today, two today, or pretty much the client interview, they are open tomorrow.
We can't do today. Can you do tomorrow, like, at 12:30?
Okay. Well, that just happens to be the one time that the people that do the client interview are on lunch. So I have pretty much any time from 7 to 3, except for from 12 to 1.
Okay. Yeah, we just have meetings back-to-back tomorrow from, like, 9 until 2:30. And obviously it won't be a 30-minute call, I'm assuming.
No, well, it takes about an – well, so the whole phone call does take about 20 to 30 minutes, but it we allow an hour slot. It would be any time, you know, like from 7 to 8 or 8 to 9, you know, so – you would allow that hour slot for them to call you just in case they're finishing up with somebody beforehand. But we can do as early as 7. I just don't know if that's too early.
Here, let me give Kim a call really quick.
Sure, no
problem. And ask her. That's early for her. Give me a second.
Hi, Jesse, you there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I talked to her. Could we do Tuesday at 1 p.m.?
Yeah, that, let me see. Hold, let me just double check. Hold on. That should be fine, though.
Or 1:30 after lunch, so.
Okay. Hold on. Tuesday at 1. Okay. Yes, I do have that available. Okay. So we can get you in from then. So it'll be from 1 to 2. Just, you know, let her know that they'll be calling from an 877 number. So, and then, so from, I pretty much have all the information I need so far just for the client interview. I am going to go ahead and run the card. I just, like I had told her, I'll need to just kind of do a voice verification with her and then have her sign the invoice. So the invoice is automatically going to get sent to her once I run
okay.
the card number. And then, I guess, should I just call her, like, a little later today to get that finished?
No, she has, like, no time today. You could call us tomorrow between that time, like, 12, and we're free from 12 to 1:30.
Okay.
Or anytime afterwards if, you know, we don't have to do that.
Okay. Okay, so totally, that's completely fine. I mean, I'll be available anytime. It's just the people that do the
okay.
client interview have lunch from 12 to 1, but our lunch isn't in, from 11 to 12:15. So I can call
okay.
Around, you said 12:30, right?
Yeah, 12:30 will be perfect.
Okay, so, and that part will literally take, you know, it'll only take a couple of minutes to do that. It just... Basically, because I have you guys on a discounted pricing program that isn't normally advertised on our website or anywhere else. It's just an added form of protection for you both. So, and then the invoice is just everything in writing. So, like I said, once I process the payment, that will be automatically be sent to her. I mean, if you maybe just wanted to shoot her a text and, you know, ask if she could sign it, that would help a lot. You know, and just getting that signed, and then I can do the voice verification with her tomorrow, and we'll be one step ahead. I can do either way. It just depends on what you think is best.
Perfect. So I will be seeing her later today around 3 to 4.
Okay.
So when I see her, I'll have her sign that stuff, and then we'll look over it, and then you should have it by, you know, tomorrow morning.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So then just let her... Oh, I'm sorry, say that again?
You would be just sending the invoice?
Yeah, so what, like I said, when I process the payment, it's automatically sent. So it's just an invoice of everything that you're being charged for, what's in writing.
Perfect.
Basically, there's a little white box that just says that I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. Just have her press that white box, and then there'll be an orange box below that that will have her name. Just have her write it, like type it out in the orange box, press confirm signature, and then it'll take her to a username and login. The username and login will be for the reporting dashboard, where she'll be able to see the keywords she's listed for, all of that. That will also be sent in an email, but the password and login information will be sent within that 5 to 7 days, okay, like what I said. So that is kind of how all that will work.
Or that, will that be included in the email that you send her?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Will that be included in the email that you send her?
The reporting dashboard?
Yes.
Yes, it will be included in the email, definitely. But it's always helpful after she presses confirm signature to just kind of have her bookmark that page on her cell phone so that she can just kind of have that bookmarked already. But that will definitely be sent in an email.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we'll go over that today and over it. And, yeah, we'll get it to you either later tonight or tomorrow morning, the latest.
Okay, perfect. So did you have any other questions at all? Any, you know, comments? Wanted to know anything?
Well, obviously, you told me we won't see a turnaround rate until... 5%, 30 to 45 days?
Well, so that's when you're going to see the maximum results of that first page placement, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. I don't think I have any questions right now, but I definitely will have some questions tomorrow, so I'll just, you know, process all this and I'll ask you questions tomorrow.
Okay. So I'll call her at 12:30, and then do you want me to call you right after that? Or you know what? Actually, here's what I can do. Hold on.
I'll be with her.
Oh, you'll be with her. Okay. Let me just let you know that I'm processing the payment. Hold on one second.
Okay. What's the name of your company called?
It's called Local Splash, like a splash of water.
Local Splash, got it.
Hold on one second. Okay, so I think it is wanting an apartment number. Actually, what would be that apartment number?
427.
Okay. And this is just for the billing. So the apartment number won't be listed anywhere else in our system except for that part. So hold on.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so it's been processed. Like I said, that those emails and text messages will be sent to her automatically. Okay, for some reason, the email, though, is saying that it's not going through. Hold on. So let me just clarify. So it's kim@guidinghandshealthcare.com, right?
Yes.
Let me just try to send an email separately. Hold on.
And then I just got a text message saying, Kim, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Oh, okay. So I guess it got sent to you instead. So hold on. Because I did update her phone number as the contact phone number. Oh, I think it maybe just got sent to both of you. So,
Okay.
Yeah, let me check here. No, okay. So it did just only get sent to you. But I'll send that again to her and update the system and make sure that it gets sent to her. But at least you have it so you can see it. And, you know, definitely keep this for tax purposes. So you guys will be able to use this as a tax write-off as well. And then let me see. I just want to make sure I have everything in here correctly.
If not, if the email doesn't work, you can also send it to Kim, KimberlyLOU.com.
Oh, so it's Kim and Kimberly, right?
No,
both,
I'm just giving another email if that one still isn't working.
Okay, hold on. I'm just trying to send it separately, see if maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, it says it was sent. Okay, perfect. So, actually, that email worked, the Kim and Amy. Sometimes it just takes a second for it to go through, but I just wanted to make sure absolutely that you guys got all the information. So, I will follow up with her tomorrow, and we'll just get that invoice signed and go over the voice verification, okay? But all the process is paid. You have your client interview set up for next week, And, you know, and I am so grateful to be the first one to welcome you to the local Splash family, okay?
Thank you so much, Jesse. I had one last question.
Sure.
So once we get everything processed, when will we, you know, be able to see everything on Google and everything on the other pages?
So first you'll need to get the PIN verification. That was the thing that I was talking about for the address. So that really is what takes the longest period, actually. This is where they're going to send out, Google itself is going to send a PIN verification just to verify that you have an address, that you're not just working out of your car or something like that, that, you know, you're an actual business. And once you get that PIN verification, then you'll have your Google business profile up there on Google, and that's when the optimization will start happening. So that's why it takes that 30 to 45 days, because that's really when you're going to have all of that kind of process go through. But you'll see at least the directory submissions and the directories for your company there on the internet within 7 to 14 days. So that will be the first part. Then you'll see the Google business profile. Then within that 30 to 45 days, everything will be there on that first page. Does that kind of make sense? Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
perfect.
All right. Tomorrow.
Okay, great. I do appreciate it, and I'll definitely get a hold of you guys tomorrow, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Jesse. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.